Well, I think he ought to really call a general election, but I think he's a bit frightened, actually, because of the way the Labour Party are at the moment, that if he were to call it, I think they, deep down he knows that they'll probably lose. So that's why he's just going to hold off until he comes end of his term, basically.
Let me tell you a few of the things he's saying. He's saying there's going to be more local people get greater priority in housing, entitlement to personal tuition in schools, minimum GP waiting times, a whole raft of proposals. Does that chime with you?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that needs to be sorted out. If he does it, keeps his promise, maybe more votes will go his way, you know.
But why do you think he's doing this now?
Because I think he's frightened. I think there's a lot of daggers coming out in his own party, you know. So he's got to do something just to keep everybody on his side, you know, because like I said, if he were to call a general election, in my opinion, I think he knows deep down, no politician will ever admit it, but I think he would lose, and I think Conservative would get in.
Give me a name, first of all.
Robin Langston.
And you're a bus driver?
Yeah.
What do you make of Gordon Brown?
Well, I think they're all a waste of space. Not just him, but I think they've all cheated us, and I don't think it matters who's in power. The working man will never be any better off. So, you know, politics is politics.
Are you a Labour voter normally? Do you mind asking?
I'd rather not divulge my politics.
Have you heard about Gordon Brown's relaunch today? Load of new policies, what do you think of that?
Well, we can only wait and see whether things work out, but 9 out of 10 times they never do.
Is there anything that chimes in that package with you, though? Local houses for local people
I think we do need more housing, but you can't afford to take up all the green land, otherwise we ain't going to have no open space for kids to, like I used to be able to do, go out and enjoy yourself, have a good kick around, and nobody were around to bother you.
And where are you from, Karen?
Avery.
So what do you think of this raft of new policy Gordon Brown is talking about? Greater housing for local, better housing, more housing for local people, no GP waiting times, or better GP waiting times, I should say.
Bull.
Right. Would you like to expand on that at all?
Yeah, haven't I?
No.
You say what you think.
20-year-old daughter won't be able to afford local housing, won't qualify for council or housing association, no hope of actually moving out within a foreseeable future, unless win the lottery. Not much chance. GP waiting times, useless. Just that the system doesn't work.
So these are the sort of things he's saying is going to improve.
It still won't work unless he actually gets out into the community and looks and sees what's happening.
And what's happening with you? You were telling me about your jobs.
7 mornings a week cleaning, 3 afternoons a week cleaning, 6 nights a week behind a bar to keep a roof over our head. Because as a single mum, you get your benefits reduced the longer you're out of work. So you have to go to work. When a child reaches the age where it's, at the government's words, a big school, you have no excuse for not going to work. So you have to get out there, take what's available. When you don't drive and you have to rely on public transport, which in a small village doesn't always turn up, you have to take local work, which is cheapest rate, heavy tax, and you plod on.